Those qualities are impermanence, so nothing lasts, unsatisfactoriness, or at its worst it's suffering, but it could also be just a sort of feeling of discomfort, of something not quite being right, not quite being perfect, and insubstantiality, so things not being fixed and not being solid. So those are the three marks of conditioned existence, of the three lakshanas that the Buddha was teaching about. And wabi-sabi, the kind of aesthetic in Japan and in China, very much expresses the beauty of that. You know, there's a beauty in that. I mean, it's kind of imperfect that things don't last and that they're always a little bit painful and uncomfortable and that you can't really find anything solid. But actually, it's also quite beautiful and mysterious. So I really like this kind of aesthetic that doesn't find beauty so much in shiny perfection, but it finds the beauty right in the middle of really life and nature, which is very imperfect and a little bit painful. But in that painfulness, there is a beauty as well. And when the Buddha was teaching about the lakshanas, the marks of conditioned existence, he also, in tandem with that, taught about what to do about that, in a way, what to do, or how to respond to those three marks of conditioned existence. So there is a teaching about the doorways of liberation as well. It's called the vimokshas. So each of those three qualities, those three lakshanas, is paired up in a way with what's called a doorway to liberate you from that mark of conditioned existence, or from the... It's kind of like a way of responding to it that will be helpful and that will be creative. So I'll just, for now, just name the three doorways of liberation as well. I won't say very much about them. And what we will do in this first half is, in our meditation, we'll do a meditation in three stages. And I will just drop in at the beginning of each stage a question to do with one of the marks of existence, one of the marks of conditioned existence, and one of the doorways of liberation, so that you can sort of get a little bit of a felt sense, an experiential sense of those qualities, and just see what it conjures up in your mind. So without thinking about it rationally very much, or me having said very much about it, let's just see if we can get a feel for these qualities and for these doorways of liberation. So the vimokshas are, let's see how they all link up. So the doorway of liberation from impermanence is signlessness. It's called signlessness. So in a way you could think about it as living without any bearings, without knowing what's going to happen when. The doorway of liberation from unsatisfactoriness is unbiasedness or wishlessness. So it's kind of letting go of all preferences, letting go of wanting things to be not painful or wanting things to be free from suffering, even. And then the doorway of liberation from insubstantiality or lack of a fixed solidness is tracklessness. So you could think of that as living without any trace, just living very lightly, without leaving much of a trace. So that's all I will say for now. And if you just want to get into your meditation postures, what we'll do is we'll start with a short period of just sitting. I'll read a poem, and then we'll do a meditation in three stages before the tea break.